Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Coleman Taylor Transmission, servicing Central Mississippi for over 60 years. Their ASE-certified technicians offer dependable transmission services, a warranty, and record services. Call Coleman Taylor today for all your transmission needs.
You're listening to the Rebel Report Podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time.
All right, what is it you want to do when you grow up?
Here's your host, Michael Borky.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky. Glad that you guys are with me. It is late on this Friday night. Please forgive me for missing the live stream last night. Had a technology issue, had to get it fixed, and couldn't go live. So we are giving you kind of a special edition today because I don't know if you guys noticed, but it was a pretty eventful news day around Ole Miss sports today. Chris Beard turning down Arkansas, very publicly turning down Arkansas. The search was very fast. Well, no, it wasn't, because as of this moment, they still haven't hired a coach, but their pursuit of Beard publicly happened very fast, and it was very, everybody knew kind of what was going on, and Chris Beard was offered the Arkansas job, a lucrative offer as well, turned it down, said no to Arkansas, is remaining at Ole Miss. And so we've got some thoughts for you on that, obviously. Frankly, I'm going to put the baseball conversation to bed. They've now lost two games to Arkansas. We will pick that baseball conversation back up on the next live stream. For now, this is going to be solely focused on Chris Beard. Don't forget, by the way, to subscribe to this podcast if you have not already. Wherever you get them, just search Rebel Report, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review. Also, don't forget to follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y. And before we get into the Beard conversation, I want to tell you that the podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. So if you're anywhere in Mississippi and you need office tech, check them out online at Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. Advantage Business Systems for all of your office technology needs. Also, the podcast is brought to you by Priority One Bank. Let them make you their priority. They got 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's very likely to be one in your backyard. They make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop, so all you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever you want to do with your money because Priority One Bank every single day makes you their priority. So obviously, we talked a lot about this on the radio show today. I cut up some of Richard and I's conversation about that. So instead of just kind of repeating my thoughts on it, I'm going to bring those to you right now. So here is, you'll hear Richard, obviously you'll hear me. This is us reacting to the news that Chris Beard has elected to return to Ole Miss after a very lucrative offer was given to him by Arkansas, turned it down, stayed with Ole Miss. Here that conversation is right now.
Borky, are you familiar with a 30-year butterfly effect? Sometime in 1994, Nolan Richardson decided that Pat Bradley was the shooting guard that he wanted. Pat Bradley, great guy, good friend, super talented basketball player. He was great at Arkansas. But instead of taking a home state player from Perryville, Arkansas, he went to Boston and got a guy that grew up in the shadow of the Garden, and it worked out great for the Razorbacks. What Nolan Richardson did not know in making that decision, that not taking a kid from Perryville, Arkansas, was going to lead to more losses for the University of Arkansas than he could imagine over the next 30 years. Keith Carter just won again against the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Smoked them.
And this was a big win. It was a big, big win. When we went off the air last night, I had talked to people before the show, talked to people last night, talked to some folks this morning, and my opinion, it was an educated opinion, but all it was a guess. And I talked to some other people that were kind of in the same boat. And the opinion was, I don't know, but it kind of feels like Chris Beard's going to be the next coach at Arkansas. It's really going in that direction. Arkansas, now, this is where the semantics game comes in. Was there an actual offer that was presented? I don't know. But there were numbers that were talked about, and they were big, big numbers. Numbers that would have made Chris Beard somewhere between 5 and 10 nationally in terms of being the highest paid coach in the country. And a commitment for all of the resources that were necessary for that program to win at a really high level. And Chris Beard decided to stay put. He decided to stay at Ole Miss for another year. That means nothing beyond this year, right? I mean, we're in a weird time in college athletics. Predicting the future is an impossible thing. But Ole Miss announced an extension for Chris Beard at the SEC men's basketball tournament. Never released any numbers, which was a little curious, because generally speaking, Ole Miss has been pretty forthcoming on salary numbers. And they never really released those. Probably lots of reasons. And whatever those numbers were, they revisited that over the last 24 hours or so. And Ole Miss made a pretty significant commitment. I will say this. Anybody that says Ole Miss is not committed to being successful in men's basketball is out of their minds. Just you can just look at that person and be like, believe whatever you want to believe, but you're just wrong. You're just wrong.
Yeah, they proved it today. And, I mean, every single person that covers Arkansas has said plainly he was offered the job. They thought they had him. He told them no. Now, and if you want to not believe that, you're totally clear. I have some folks in my Twitter mentions that don't. But every person that covers Arkansas is saying he was offered, he told them no, the department's kind of in scramble mode, they thought they had him. So, but there's two things. This is good for two similar but different reasons. On one hand, just from a pure basketball perspective, having Chris Beard coach your basketball team is a good thing, right? You saw, although they tapered off at the end of the year for varying reasons, you saw proof of concept. You saw improvement in year one. You saw what he's capable of. He's got a track record of being an elite level coach. They've got a couple of good recruits coming in, including a McDonald's All-American, 7 foot plus guy that has some offensive skill, which is something they need. If you look at who's going to start taking visits in the portal, it looks like the retooling of the roster has begun, and they're in on some high profile experienced guys. And he's also a boots on the ground fundraiser. He's not just sitting back in the office and telling somebody else, go raise the money for me. He's out there doing it. So that's a good thing. Obviously, having that, running your basketball program, is a good thing.
Yeah.
But I think the bigger picture is more interesting to me, because Ole Miss nationally is looked at as a really bad basketball job. If you ask people around the SEC, rank the basketball jobs, Ole Miss is at or near the bottom of every single ranking. They've been to one Sweet 16 ever. Ever. Been to one. And that program was fighting against Arkansas, who's got the history of success.
An Arkansas program that, while they took a step back this year and finished 17 and 18, the last 2 years they were in the Elite Eight, and the year before that they were in the Sweet 16.
It's reversed, right? It's Elite Eight, Sweet 16. It doesn't matter. Two Elite Eights and a Sweet 16 in the 3 years leading up to this year. So they have the history of success. They have the facilities. They have the massive fan support. They have the brand power. They've got the personal ties with Chris Beard to the state of Arkansas. They've got all of that. And he told Arkansas no. The head basketball coach at Ole Miss was made a lucrative offer by Arkansas, and he told them no. And that means so much for program perception, I think, for Ole Miss. There are going to be people around the country that are going to be like, wait, what? Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Because a no-brainer decision would be to leave Ole Miss basketball for Arkansas basketball from a 30,000-foot view a few years ago, whatever. But this is now, like you talked about, this is proof that, one, in this era, history doesn't matter. Nobody cares about it. And two, Ole Miss has stepped up to compete nationally in basketball to the point where Arkansas is looked at as not an upgrade by one of the top 10, 15, whatever you want to rank him, coaches in America. And that, to me, is, in a weird way, more interesting than what it will do for the 2024 basketball team. It speaks to internal athletic growth at Ole Miss. National perception changes about the athletic department, who's running it, university support, all of that. It speaks to all of that, and I think that's more significant than just, hey, that you've got a good coach to stay with your program.
Yeah. C-Spark text line is open, 601-879-4395. Speaking of butterfly effect, since Richard is working on this Friday, I guess I'll go into work myself. I get another message that says he's waiting for Kentucky. Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe, but everybody's waiting for Kentucky.
I think after today, Ole Miss has finally paid back Arkansas for the 2015 football game. Kiffin chose us over them, beat their rear in Omaha, and now kept Beard from them, bury them. I'm cooking a pork butt tonight. Okay. It's on the C-Spire text line.
This one's interesting to me. It says, how did Arkansas and Ole Miss baseball go last night since there was an actual sporting event, you know? Do you know how few people in our audience care about that as opposed to what we led the show with? I mean, you could not possibly have a more contrasting interest between those two topics.
I mean, with all due respect. Same guy who is already mad and ready to fire Christian Ostrander and is still mad at me for not asking Kendall about Southern Miss on Tuesday. Okay. Somebody said, imagine being an Arkansas fan right now. Sam Pittman is still the head football coach. Eric Musselman is gone. And they took a big swing at Chris Beard at Ole Miss and got beat on that. Man, that's some go outside and kick a tree and yell at the sky stuff.
Yeah. And everybody that covers the team is still not talking about, I know I'm obsessed over him, but Will Wade, I mean, the candidates that got thrown out there, if Jerome Tang is a no, which we'll see, not exactly inspiring. It's a testament to how important it is to be united and organized, isn't it? Because two things can be true at once. One, people undersell the available finances for Ole Miss. I mean, I was asked this on a show out of state. They're like, well, how is Ole Miss getting all these players? Like, we're just talking about Ole Miss here, was the way the question was framed. And I said, well, we're talking about a major Southern university with 30,000 students that has a law school, a medical school, a business school, an accounting school. You don't think that they would have wealthy alumni willing to contribute to win football games when that is basically a religion in this part of the country? What do you mean? How do they have money? It's, you're conflating the overall financial output of the state of Mississippi with alumni of a major Southern university. Don't do that. But two, Arkansas should be extremely wealthy considering the volume of boosters and who they have at their financial disposal, being the only program in that entire state that plays high-level sports anyway. It should lead to being wealthy and lucrative. But they're not organized. There's discomfort. There's discontent. There's factions. There's all that stuff. And when we talk about this and people push back on us, we say the same thing every time. Ole Miss is in the spot that they're in largely because of organization. Fans are completely bought in on the concept of NIL. The collective is being run by competent people doing a really good job. The university supports it. The athletic department and Keith Carter, everybody's united and organized into what it takes to win. And that's not the case everywhere. You think that would be the case everywhere. It's not the case everywhere. Mm-mm. That is how they're able to do stuff like this. That's how they're able to get Walter Nolan and Princely Umanmiyelen in the number one portal class. And that's how they're able to get Chris Beard to say no to Arkansas. And that's how they're able to get Lane Kiffin to say no to Auburn. That's why all of this stuff is happening.
So there, that is Richard and myself reacting to the news today, Chris Beard returning to Ole Miss. Obviously, there's going to be a lot more conversation about this. They're going to be very active in the portal. There's going to be a lot of fallout with Arkansas. A lot of things are going to happen, so we will continue to talk about this further. But I had to get you an episode, especially after missing the live stream last night and because the news dropped today. So I hope you liked our commentary there. I appreciate you guys being here. Again, sorry for missing the live stream last night, but we will be back. We'll be back on Tuesday. I will be out of town on Sunday. So we'll recap all of it. We'll talk baseball. We'll talk Beard. We'll talk Arkansas. Everything coming up on Tuesday. So I appreciate you guys being here as always. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy your weekend, and I will see you guys next week.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.